This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 210 for Tuesday, January 3rd. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are stronger Tuesday as chart-based positioning to start the new year provided support. Canola up $5 to $7, the March contract up $5.70 at $871.50 per ton. Gains in European rapeseed futures and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar, down about a half cent, contributed to the advances in canola. However, a softer tone in the Chicago soy complex did put some pressure on values. Volumes did remain on the light side as participants slowly returned to the market after the holidays. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, with a risk-off sentiment in global financial markets and resulting strength in the U.S. dollar behind some of the selling pressure in all three commodities. Soybeans down sharply to start the year, 31 cents lower in the March contract at $14.92 per bushel. Argentina received some rain over the weekend, and that helped take some of the weather premium out of the bean market, as that moisture should help crops there. However, the longer-range forecasts do remain hot and dry. Expectations for a possibly record-large soybean crop out of Brazil were bearish, with chart-based selling pressure adding to the declines as some stops were likely hit on the way down. Corn lower as well, but lagging beans to the downside, 8 cents lower in the March contract at $6.70.5 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn shipments of about 667,000 tons were down from the previous week, with year-to-date shipments running well off the year-ago pace. Meanwhile, Ukrainian corn exports are reportedly a bit ahead of last year's pace despite the ongoing conflict. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 20 cents in the March contract at $9.18 per bushel. Kansas City down 18 cents in March at $8.69 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 16 cents in the March contract at $7.75.5. Dry areas of the southern U.S. plains saw some good precipitation over the weekend, and that should bode well for the winter wheat crops there. Ukrainian wheat exports so far this marketing year of about 8.4 million tons are running about 47% behind last year's pace. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.